It's the Disrespectful Lady Show, and I'm your host, Dr. J. What go on? Hey, okay, let me get to it. What is it about saying no or saying I cannot that is a problem? Like, we should really normalize just saying no or saying that I cannot. And because you say no, or because you say you cannot, I just love that, you cannot, does not mean you're not a good person. Listen, I have struggled for years, especially when it comes to family, just to say no. Like, and friends, because you kind of don't want to disappoint anybody. And I know how I feel when I hear the word no, and I don't want to hear no. But here's the thing. I'm the kind of person that doesn't ask for much. I don't really come to you for anything. So when I finally do come to you, it's actually because I need, and I'm in dire need of you. Because I'm not the kind of friend that's going to constantly be on you about, hey, I need this friend, I need this friend, I need this friend. Or I'm not the kind of family that's going to constantly be in a bind or in a problem and that's constantly the one coming. And you kind of have to check yourself, because if you find that you're the person always going to everyone to get help and to be saved and to be rescued, you kind of have to mature and grow up. I mean, everyone has issues and everyone goes through stuff, but if you find that you're the one always needing mommy and daddy to help, or always going to your sisters and brothers for help, or always going to your friends, your family, your lovers, your good God, you go to everyone for help. Or better yet, for a man that starts dating a woman and you just met her and you've gone on one date with her and you're comfortable to tell her, oh, I lost my wallet. Can I hold $50 until Friday? Like, that's so troubling to me that you don't have anybody in your life that you can go to ask for help. Like, you don't have a good friend, a brother, a sister, a cousin, a grandmama, an auntie. Lord, you not have nobody. Eh? No, sir. I can't do it. The fact that you have no one to go to and you have to ask a woman that you've just met for help and you're comfortable doing that, huge red flag, huge problem. But be careful of people like that and be very mindful. I want to normalize just saying no. Like, someone's like, yo, can you do this for me? It's like, no. Nah. Nay. Nah, like, I'm not gonna be able to do it. Can you do it? I'm not gonna be able to do it. No, I'm not. I'm just not. And I'm not gonna feel bad about not being able to do it, because that's gonna take time and energy and effort from me. And you really don't know where I'm at in life and if I'm able to spare that type of energy and effort. Like, keep in mind that if someone always does for you, and if they can't do for you that one particular time, don't label them a bad person. Don't label them the worst human being, because you're going to hear no's and you're going to have to hear no's. And it's okay to hear no. But real talk, like, I want the people that are on the asking end to really become more vigilant and to become more mindful of themselves and to put themselves in other people's position as well. Like, constantly being needy. I don't want to be Captain Save-A-Ho. I don't. I have a girlfriend. She's such a Captain Save-A-Ho. She wants to save the whole world. And again, when I was younger, I think I used to want to save everybody, because why not? Until I realized that when I'm in a bind, I didn't really have the people that I thought I would have had. 90% of the time, the people that I was going to bat for when I needed, they were like, oh, I'm sorry. Like, nah. And it was so easy for them too. It was so easy for them to say no. It wasn't even like anything. It was just like, nah, I can't do it. So Just saying, just putting it out there. 2024, you know, 2024 energy is F them kids and, you know, be, you know, not F the world, but just take care of you, prioritize you, prioritize your mental, prioritize your emotional, prioritize your physical, prioritize you, the time that you're going to spend doing the things that you don't want to do. Make sure you check yourself about that. Make sure that you're doing what you want to do. And listen, I'm not saying, you know, go out there and hurt anybody. And I'm not saying don't help anyone. But I always have this saying that I love to leave the children with, which is help the people that help you. You know the difference. Help the people that help you. You understand? So, you know who helps you in life. You know who's there for you. You know who's taking care of you. Be there for those people. And they may not be the most needy people, but it doesn't mean that you still can't be there. And make it your business to do something for them regardless of what they've done or haven't done for you recently. But if you have people in your life that are constantly helping you and that are good to you, be good to those people. Because that's what life is about. Again, share. Share this platform. I love being able to do this. It's an opportunity to be able to just share and take from others and be able to share with you and take from me and be able to share with you. Hopefully we can all learn from each other and don't have to go through hardships in life. We can save ourselves some of the hardness that life can dish out by just sharing information, sharing knowledge. Be good to each other. Love each other. Black women, be good to each other. I love you so much. It's the Disrespectful Lady Show. I'm your host. Listen, drink your water, okay? Suck in your belly and mind your business.